Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder. Why?
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, Saya. How's it going, Bruce?
What's going on, dude?
Otter, how are you?
You know what, Tony? I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm not doing the best.
Why? What happened, Mitt?
Dak Prescott's going to be out for at least 4 weeks. I mean, the offense looked horrible before that. Man, I went 3-7 in my total bets this weekend for week one.
I got rocked too, man. Don't worry about it.
Week one will do that to you. Week one will do that to you.
I posted a little 7-3.
Attaboy, Bruce.
Not bad. I think I lost a bit on the college, and Cardinals was a 5-star, so that one hurt
college,
extra.
But. College was 7-5 on Saturday.
There you go.
I mean, if you could survive college in the green, I think you're a win. Tony crushed it on Saturday in college.
Hell yeah. Yeah, oh, nice yeah. Little Saturday 9-3 for college. 3-3 yesterday with the at hammer down on Sunday morning for please add the under in the 49ers and Chicago Bears game.
I mean, the including Eagles a parlay, Tony. Don't sell yourself short, one, dude.
What'd you say, pal?
Including the that fucking one parlay, Tony. Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Go ahead,
go. Fuck myself.
No, what were you gonna say?
The fucking Eagles, dude.
Oh my God, Mitt. Thank you for mentioning the parlay. You know what happened in that situation is I woke up, I saw it, I almost jumped off a bridge last year when I didn't do an under parlay like that in the win game between Buffalo and New England. I said, I'm never going to do that again. Even if it loses, I'm at least going to take a chance on it. It's rainy. Give me all the fucking unders. Yeah, I mean, rolling through these, pal. Obviously, the back door by the... They're up 31-7 and then 38-14.
So absurd.
The back door by the Lions was an absolute catastrophe.
I mean,
an absolute.
That was such a fucking kick in the nuts, dude. And that happened, and Panthers came back and then lost. Like, I was expecting to lose Panthers the whole time.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
And I was like, oh, we're back. I was like, Panthers will cancel out the Eagles fucking me. Nope. They both got me.
Panthers, Browns, that one was. There was games where, like, so.
I fucking knew the fucking Guardians, Commanders, whatever we want to call them.
That one. There was games where, like, all right, the Falcons lost, but they should have covered, and they did cover. So
yeah.
RIP if you were on the money line, but they still covered, luckily for you. They actually looked – they ran the ball well. They pass protected.
That's what – they look good in the preseason doing that with Mariota. I just don't know how long it's sustainable for.
And then the Commanders, Jags, like – the Jags just – they made –
the Jags had it in the red zone 5,000 times, it felt like.
Yeah,
every time that thing came up on red zone, it was fucking
– the Jags were in it. They had the ETN drop in the red zone. There was some other stuff. And made a missed field goal.
Yeah.
The Jags were, they're a better football team, but they obviously haven't fully put it together yet.
I really think that Trevor Lawrence, and I'm going to get a lot of heat for saying this, but I think Trevor Lawrence might turn out to be like the fifth best quarterback in that draft class. Like maybe even behind Trey Lance. Like honestly, I watched the red zone. I didn't see him getting down the field, so I wouldn't know. But there was times in the red zone where he was missing reads, throwing balls in the complete wrong side of the receiver. Should have been picked in the red zone twice that I saw. I was dumbfounded by how bad he was in the red zone.
He's still young, but there was definitely an over route on the left-hand side that he missed. He missed on.
And then if you want to talk about that quarterback draft class.
Justin Fields.
You're the Niners yesterday.
Yeah, I mean.
What are you thinking?
I had that game on the entire time.
That felt like an alternate universe. I was watching it too.
Because I had a lot of money on that game, obviously. I don't know how much you could take away from that game.
Nothing.
But Fields, not Lance, but Fields just makes plays. I know sometimes it's not the prettiest. But he seems to find a way.
Yeah, he did make some plays. There were some really good scrambles that he made. I'm excited to watch him this year.
Yeah, I'm the biggest Chicago Bears hater, but he really, like, he showed true QB1 moxie after the kneel down and leading everybody down for the slide. Like, that was fucking awesome, actually.
All right, let's go through the game. Steelers Bengals 23-20. Steelers get the win and cover.
Taking Steelers, we fucking knew it.
So Super Bowl losers moved to 4-19 at the spread.
Yeah, before we get into this, what 8-7 favorites were, 8-7 home teams were. So it was pretty split there. 10-5 to the under. Some lower scoring games yesterday. I hate to see that. Steelers Bengals 23-20. Ton of turnovers, an absolute ton of turnovers. I think the main thing from this game is, are the Bengals going to be able to protect Joe Burrow going forward? Their defense looked good. The Steelers offense, if you're wondering what the Steelers are, they're the exact same as last year.
That's, I mean, I know they won, Tony. I had that game on the whole time too. I mean, it was
Steelers offense exact
same. And I don't necessarily think it's the offense, like the weapons and shit, like. Like you said on Pat's show, I think Matt Canada is a problem.
Deontay's a guy. Freiermuth's a guy. Like,
and then they don't feed him. Like, Muth was, like, they didn't feed him till the end, and then he was just eating.
He's fucking so good. So I think you're going to get a lot of the same stuff with the Steelers. They're not going to be able to score, and they're going to be they're a straight under team, pretty much.
You know who did look good yesterday, though, Tony?
Who's that?
Devin Bush.
Devin Bush played a lot better. He
played way better.
He was flying around, which is the best part about it. Obviously, TJ Watt out is going to be a concern for the defense. So we'll see how that goes going forward. Main takeaway, Bengals, though, they got to protect.
Bengals went from +1.5 to -6.5 in Dallas.
Which was an absolute shame, because I...
+1.5. I was like, when I saw that, I was like, this is not real life.
Might have been my 10-star play of the year if the Bengals were still dogs.
After watching the first half of that Cowboys game and the Bengals being +1.5, it was fucking outrageous.
What are they, 6.5 you said?
It's now, it reopened -6.5 this morning.
Okay, because, I mean, if that's all it is, they protect the ball, where's that? Bengals. It's still 6.5. Give me the Bengals right now before it goes to 7.
I would also like to lock that in now, please.
Moving along, Saints, Falcons. Like we said, Falcons looked pretty good. They ran the ball.
So they opened 12, and now they're down to 10 against the Rams.
That's a big line.
Yeah.
Saints, they were sloppy. They were sloppy early. Some fumbles.
What do you think of that fucking 2-point conversion Mark Ingram wildcat for the tie?
Absurd. Absolutely fucking absurd. But it was nice. Michael Thomas finally felt like he started getting it going in the fourth. Yeah. Olave 2-point conversion. Had to play to Landry. I was surprised how much the Falcons moved the ball on the Saints, to be honest with you.
They don't know that they suck yet. They're pretty good. Yeah, as long as Mariota's healthy, they're going to hang in a lot of ball games, I think.
I think Malcolm Jenkins might be a big loss there, Tony.
Yeah, absolute leader. Was still pretty good. But yeah, I was surprised how much the Falcons moved the ball on the Saints in that one. So Falcons,
it's also a divisional game too, right?
Yep.
We've always talked about fucking tight
divisional dog.
We've talked about it in that scenario. My will you pull it up, because my screen went, or no, there we go. We'll go Bears 49ers. We talked about it not a lot. 19-10 Bears win and cover, kind of in a comeback, because they were down 7-0 at half. I don't think there's not a lot you can take in those conditions. There's not a lot you can take away from that game.
Yeah, that was a tough fucking game. It was fucking ugly, dude.
The only thing that I could really take away from it is, are we overhyping the 49ers? Like,
I don't even think you can know yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't fucking worry about it. They got such a solid roster.
No,
and they're a different team with George Kittle. Does so much for that team, dude. That can't be understated.
And no, I don't think we are, man, because they went to the NFC Championship last year and the Super Bowl.
2 years ago. No.
Four?
It wasn't four.
They'll figure it out, and it won't be pouring fucking rain.
Huh?
Won't be pouring fucking rain every Niners game. They'll get it going.
No,
I actually thought Trey Lance on the ground.
Yeah, you know, he's
quite the weapon. He's huge.
He did. There was a 3rd and 13 where he had to draw. They opened.
But look at where the Niners were at last year before they went on the run late in the season. Like, people forget that till that run in the season, they looked like shit, and then fucking slid into the playoffs late.
They open up 8.5, -8.5 against the Seahawks, who we'll watch tonight and get to. By the way, the Steelers are 1-point dogs. Against New England. Falcons, like you said, are 10.5. Saints, who do the Saints have next week?
Saints are Saints at are home getting 2.5. 2.5 against the Bucs.
Interesting.
Which I think I like.
Interesting. Eagles fucking dominated and let the Lions come back. And AJ yeah. Brown is obviously no shocker here, a guy. So
good. I think that was awesome to see. Every team that went out and fucking to get a number one receiver just fed him.
Yeah, that was right? Yeah, because Landry had his most yards for Saint in a debut. AJ Brown had most yards in a debut. Who else was there?
Tyreek,
first yards in it. 20-7. Dolphins win and cover against the Patriots. Defense, Melvin Ingram touchdown, opportunistic there. You had the Waddle.
Defense is still our fucking.
Well, the smartest thing that the Dolphins did was keep the entire defensive staff.
Yeah.
Like, when McDaniel comes in, instead of trying to replace it, like, hey, this was the strength of our team pretty much. Let's keep them, which I think is huge next week for Baltimore because they've always played Lamar well.
My concern is still our O-line. It's not that great, dude. Our run game wasn't great. I know the Pats run game is pretty good at stopping, but. There was a couple, you know, would have liked a couple more explosive plays, but Tyreek looked good. And
by the way,
what's his name looked pretty good too. Guy from the Cowboys made a couple plays. What's his name?
Cedric Wilson.
Yeah, Cedric Wilson Jr.
Yeah, he made a couple nice plays.
God.
By the way,
are missing him right now.
Yeah, yeah, what a crazy loss that one is, Sneaky. Like, because when you lose Amari Cooper, you'd think that you would just sign up Cedric Wilson.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, James Washington.
Last year, Cedric Wilson was playing wide receiver 3 when Gallup went out, and he was an unbelievable target. I have no idea why they let him walk.
Now that we've covered Patriots and Steelers, it's down to 40.5. It was 41.5 earlier. That one's got underwritten all over it. Just something to think about there. Ravens and Jets, I mean, Flacco threw the ball 60 times.
That was the lock of the century.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so it's getting into a little bit of tonight's game a little bit. It's the same exact line. Broncos are 6.5-point favorites on the road.
I like the Seahawks D, though, is my only thing. I think the Jets are dog shit all around.
They are. And you perceive the Seahawks as a bad team and stuff like that. But I like when you take – if you're going to take a road favorite of that much, at least know who they are. You know who the Ravens are. There's no surprises there, stuff like that. My worry tonight is if you're going to take the Broncos is everything's new. You got a fucking – John Harbaugh's been there for years. You got a new head coach in Denver. Lamar's been there for years. You got a new quarterback in Russ Wilson. Everything is a little bit more new, so that's why I kind of worry about taking a big favorite in Seattle tonight if you're
going to
go.
And the fact that it's not going to 7 tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, the books do not want it to get to 7 because then I think they know that Seattle will get pounded by the Sharps there. Commanders and Jags, 28-22. Carson is
the Commanders at +1.5 at Detroit.
I saw that. Detroit did run the ball very well. Fucking Swift had a really, really good game. Commanders, Carson, 2 dumb interceptions, 2 great throws in the fourth quarter. They are who they are. I mean, that's how that's going to be. But I like Dotson looks good, which is awesome to see. McLaurin's going to be good. Their weapons are still good. Curtis Samuel had a lot of touches early. Like, I think the offense will be at least it'll be interesting to see what the defense is like when Chase Young gets back.
Yeah, I like him. I like him in that division now, too, because now with the Cowboys, no Dak, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll beat him twice.
We'll get to your fucking Giants. Browns, Panthers, 26-24. Browns win and cover. Obviously, it was Browns early, 17-7.5. Chubb ran for 140. Hunt had the long run and touchdown. I thought McCaffrey looked fast. I thought he looked fine. He looked very healthy.
What happened on that, the Panthers' final drive?
Nothing good.
Like, what? Like, you kicked the field goal with a minute 20 left? Like, there was, and they were just handing it off on three straight downs. Like, was there not a thought to fucking,
well, I mean,
let's get a first down and ice this thing?
That's fucking Benny with the good
hair. Yeah, McAdoo-Doo is out there fucking drawing it up, dude.
Baker looks like Baker in the second half, though.
Sure. Yeah, he settled in a little bit.
Yep.
He did his.
I think they're worth the look. You're going to hate this, Bruce, but them getting 2.5 in New York.
Yeah, we historically just ragged all them every single time we play, but classic kind of letdown spot.
Colts and Texans 2020. Colts do the same shit. Fucking same shit.
Lovie Smith taking a tie.
He punted. I mean, I get it. I get it, Lovie. It's, a tie's better than a loss. But when you're the Texans and you're projected to win 4 or 5 games, go for it. Probably go for it. There's no guarantee. Fucking Blankenship just missed a 40-yarder, pushed it right. There's no guarantee that they're going to score. And what was it, like, what do you punt with, 20 seconds?
20, yep.
And the Colts would have had to go 20
yards. This is why the NFL is the best.
Bro, this is gonna be
because of shit like this. Like, you can talk about this decision alone for fucking an hour.
Yeah, and this is gonna be an unpopular opinion, but I think Lovie Smith made the absolute right call there. You're playing a divisional opponent. They just missed a fucking field goal. That offense, if they give the ball back to them, that dude's probably gonna make that field goal. You're probably gonna lose that game. I think you punt that ball away and say fuck it. You know what? It's not a loss. A tie's a tie.
It was the play call before.
Yeah.
The running the ball on third was the concern. Like, when he ran the ball on third down, you knew it made me feel like it was like he third was already 13, thinking, right? Let's go for the tie.
Yeah, you knew he was punting.
Right?
Yep. As soon as he did that.
Yeah.
Giants 21-20 over the Titans. We all had our concerns for the Titans to start the year. Saquon looks like he is fully back. He looked fast. He looked agile. Yeah. Fucking horizontal good movements were good. Danny still threw a terrible interception.
Yeah,
I loved watching Dayball fucking ring.
Oh yeah, that was such a refreshing thing to see. Like, hey, Danny, like, we can't be doing this bullshit.
Do this still in
the fourth year or whatever the fuck it is. But yeah, so the first half it was kind of the same old Giants, like slow start on offense, can't do anything. Like, oh god, we fucking suck again. But then Saquon kind of busted loose. Danny found Shep. My biggest takeaways are Andrew Thomas locking down Bud Dupree was an awesome sight. Great to know that we got a Pro Bowler tackle.
Threw that uppercut.
What?
Threw an uppercut.
Did you see the Dupree uppercut to his chest?
Trying to pop the ball out, that one.
Yeah, that was a good shot.
I missed that somehow. Yeah.
Bud's a big boy, too.
He's a dog.
But yeah, it's huge. It's all on Danny and the strip sacks and the crazy red zone interceptions. We're gonna go, like, we got a much better team around him than everybody thought we had coming into the season. It's going to go as far as he can basically take them. And you know, with Cooper Rush out there, figure should beat him twice. I think we'll beat the fighting Carl Wentz's twice.
Way to take your goggles off.
Us and the Eagles.
that is the concern, though. I feel the same way with Tua. Like, we were up 27.
Put him away.
20-7, and he almost threw that pick.
Yeah, you got to put him away.
Like, you just can't fucking do that, man.
Yeah. Daniel Jones obviously went over his rushing total. He always does.
How about Wink just dialing it up, zero pressure, basically? It felt like every first and second down.
Well, that's what Wink does.
Yeah, and just holding Derrick Henry to 82. Shocker, I love that, man.
Shocker, the Titans' offense wasn't as good without A.J. Brown. Didn't see that one.
They might be in it this year.
Who's that?
Those Titans.
In what?
Like, just, they might be in it. Like, they're like
in the shits.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, we,
like, they're not,
I don't think any of us were high on them before the season started.
Let Malik sling the rock,
dude. Vikings came out and fucking 23-7. Justin Jefferson was running wide open everywhere.
What the fuck was that?
What, Justin Jefferson or?
You just let him run wild at 91. Whoever 91 is, you got a D end on Jefferson.
He was part of the reason when he said a few weeks ago or a month ago, like, this offense is awesome, I'm going to be open all the time. He was not wrong. Like, that was part of the reason why I said offensive player of the year, Justin Jefferson, because he's in the same role as Cooper Kupp last year. Like,
yeah. Walks and catches that ball, though. It's a different game.
Sure. It's 7-7.
But the Packers, it never felt like the Packers were going to come back. What? Why on 3rd and 1 and 4th and goal, if you're going to hand the ball off, are you fucking dialing up shotgun? There was a lot of weird calls by the Packers. They go, and then on 4th and 1 with like 7 minutes left, empty backfield in the shotgun.
There's a lot of coaches.
And what's people. His name said two things in the past week, Jair Alexander, like, he said about not being captain, and then he went off yesterday.
Yeah, because he wanted to. Because he said, if I'm going to be paid like I'm one of the best in the league, let me fucking cover Justin.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Good question.
I don't get that.
Yeah, even if Watson catches that and it's 7-7, at no point did it feel like the Vikings weren't going to win that game.
No.
Their weapons are good. Their D-line got a lot of pressure, so... That'll be definitely a team to watch this year. What are they? I feel like they're
getting 2.5 at Philadelphia. That is a very interesting game.
That is very, very interesting.
I lean Eagles money line early, but that's just a thought.
It's all about stopping the run. Mitt, were you going to say something there?
That's my worry. My worry with the Eagles now is the Lions running on them.
Right.
Like, they were supposed to be in the trenches.
Dalvin didn't even go off yesterday.
No.
Let's see here. Let's keep going through. Chiefs, Cardinals. Chiefs are the Chiefs. Not a lot to say there.
Kyler also.
Oh, man. It could not have gone worse.
Yeah, that was such – like, I was so excited for 4:30 with the G-Man and the card. Oh, home dog.
Everyone I talked to this weekend was – thought that the Cardinals getting 5.5 was a gift.
Me too.
And I didn't take the Chiefs, but I wasn't.
No, I didn't either. I didn't touch the game. My worry for the Cardinals was Rondale Moore's out. D Hop's obviously suspended.
Ertz Matt talked about it too, man. Chandler Jones.
Yeah, Ertz is coming off of an injury. JJ's out. Like
they've got worse.
I'm not going to argue with you there.
Right? They paid Kyler, but they got worse.
Yeah.
Why does he run like an action figure?
That's just how he's built.
He is an action figure, dude.
The Chiefs just spread it around. They did absolutely anything they wanted yesterday. Chargers, Raiders. Chargers.
Chargers tried to give it to them. They tried.
They did their best, but they did close out this time. Khalil Mack had 3 sacks. Herbert made some good throws. Derek Carr played not so good.
The fourth quarter, Derek Carr played like one of – I'm just going to shut up.
Dude, he was throwing like just forcing balls. So you know who did play good when they decided to use him?
Waller.
Josh Jacobs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was 6 yards a carry.
Just know what you have. Let him eat.
Let him loose. Chargers had the – and which is the funniest part is Chargers had the worst run defense in the league last year. Maybe try it out. Maybe test it out to see how it is this year. Devontae was targeted 17 times. That's a lot of times. Because I said it today, Waller and Renfro were only 6 apiece. Waller, they're going to have to spread it out a little bit.
To start that game, they targeted Devontae Adams like 7 times in a row, and Waller and Renfro had 0 fucking targets. Mm-hmm. I understand forcing it to the number one receiver, but like, spread out a little bit.
If he's not open, he's not open, though. I think that's what I liked with the way the Dolphins used Tyreek.
Yeah.
Like, every time Tua threw it to him, he was open.
Except for that one that he went up and got one-handed in coverage.
Yeah, that was a bit of a moss.
Keenan Allen being out is a bit of a worry in that situation for the Chargers. And then the last game of the night, Bucks and Cowboys. Bucks owned that. They were moving up and down the field. They just couldn't do anything in the red zone, and Cowboys were going nowhere. No surprise there. Fucking 5-star play on the fucking Bucks.
That was the one. That was the one.
The problem with the Cowboys' offensive line, I was really thinking, was going to be the left tackle. Smith really didn't look that bad. He gave up, I think, 1 sack. That was bad.
Yeah, he didn't look terrible.
The interior offensive line looked fucking horrible. horrible.
Well, as soon as the game, Connor McGovern got hurt, right?
Yes, so, that yeah, was, and that was a giant blow. And then, I mean, just having to give the ball to Zeke and Tony Pollard basically every single fucking play.
Because Zeke looked good. Zeke ran well.
Zeke looked fast. Tony Pollard looked good. I like the way that they were using them too. But then, having no receivers and literally just saying, "Okay, fuck it, we're not gonna actually use anybody but CD Lamb." Yeah. Not a
Dak
good strategy.
Was missing guys too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dak didn't really look like he was on his game either.
It was gonna be. Oh. I was encouraged for the Cowboys' offense with how Zeke was running, but now that Cooper Rush is your quarterback,
he was kind of
slow. The Bucs are just gonna fucking run the thing.
That dude, fucking Lenny, looks great.
Oh yeah,
fucking really? Put Tony Pollard at fucking quarterback and let's just smart. Run a fucking wildcat.
Let's go. There,
now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Can't trot out Cooper Rush, dude. You can't do that. Sign somebody.
Yeah, get Mason Rudolph. That's what I say.
Anybody, dude. I mean, you can't do that.
All right.
I'd rather have Mason Rudolph than Cooper fucking Rush.
Exactly,
dude. It's Cooper
dude.
Fucking
Rush.
He looked terrible.
Jerry.
Come on.
Yeah, dude. Because he handed the ball off to Zeke and Tony Pollard. Like that's all. Like. All right. It's Cooper Rush, dude.
You slinging it?
Let's do tonight.
Fuck
six.
Fuck
and
you, Giants.
Six and a half is the total. Over under 43.5. What are you? You doing anything tonight?
Yeah, if this was not Monday Night Football, I would not touch this game with a
not a
football.
Fucking chance. Do I want to touch this game?
I'm buying a point -130. I'll die with the 12. Seahawks +7.5.
Hell yeah.
Bruce?
So the entire playbook, every gambling rule, law, regulation.
Seattle.
Says to take Seattle.
Yep.
But I just keep thinking to myself, if the Seahawks were playing the Seahawks and one version of them had Russell Wilson and the other version of them had Geno Smith, what would happen? The Russ team would beat the shit out of Geno Smith's team, and I just can't shake it. I'm going Broncos, laying the 6.5.
Okay. Matt.
See, this pains me here because I'm definitely an overs guy, but I mean, Russ with the new offense and what I think is not that good of an offensive line, Geno Smith and what I think is also not that good of an offensive line. I'm taking the under of it was at 40. It's 43.5 right now. Fuck it. Yeah, 43.5 under. Let's go. I'm all in.
I don't hate it, man.
I'll be rooting for the sharp side, though. I will say that. I will.
Yeah,
happily
this
lose
one's
tonight.
Kind of just. I'd like to see. I don't know. Some just smells fishy here.
It
you guys,
does.
Are you guys telling me that I have to make a pick tonight on this game?
Nah, you don't have to.
Good,
dude.
I mean, I don't want to.
I mean, Tony, I just bet an under, dude.
I know that. It seems pretty sweet.
There's some good.
Well, I mean, I thought we were all making picks on the game.
What's Russell Wilson anytime touchdown though?
That
I feel like he might want to rush one in.
The Gumpy sprinkle.
Yeah, I didn't have one last night.
It is
+600. Give me that.
That's
like that.
Pretty good value there.
Ooh, what's Geno Smith?
I like that.
It's pretty good value there.
Tony, can you look
up? I just want. Geno's I literally just make it a game. Seahawks first Monday night in like. If they can just stay close for a bit, that crowd could fucking take over.
Here's what worries me. I watched three quarters of Geno Smith score 0 points.
No DK or Lockett, though.
Sure. Sure. You're right.
If what's-his-name was playing, I'd feel better about it. The running back from Michigan State.
Kenny Walker.
Yeah.
So wasn't Geno 3-0 at the spread last year, too? I'm
Geno's,
getting a little nervous. Longer
ass. Geno's against the spread stats are something to behold.
Yep.
Geno Smith is up there with like the Lions of covering the spread but always losing the game.
Everything says dog. Like dogs have covered 5 of 6 on Monday night.
Good luck, boys.
Thanks, Tony.
I'm not making a pick. I'm not fucking doing it.
This one might be for me, too.
Oh. Listen, faith, family, football, work, and my goddamn gambling record. I'm not putting this fucking game on my record.
My record's shit already. I need something to pick it up.
Fucking putting 7-4 this game on my record.
With the Rams. I'm feeling good. But I'll also toss in there a Melvin
on the back.
Yeah, he did.
I'll throw Melvin in there Gordon. A Melvin Gordon anytime touchdown plus 175. Maybe a nice little swing pass on 15.
Yeah, I get that. I love Javonte Williams. Big.
He's a dog.
They're
too.
Both filthy. Broncos pretty sweet.
Here's
dude.
The stat I was looking at earlier, though. Seahawks were second in the league in yards per rush defensively last year. They stopped the run pretty well. They were not good against the pass. They were 24th against the pass.
See, but I think that they're going to say fucking beat us, Russ.
And then last year, their offense was third in yards
per rush. If there's any time that Jamal Adams wanted to fucking put on for Seattle and prove that they didn't make a mistake, this feels like the game.
I can tell you, at least if you're betting on Seattle, I think you're going to know this. I think they're going to be juiced up to play.
Right? And that fucking place is electric. I've been there, dude. It's fucking banana land. Yep.
And it's got to be crazy for us.
But you have to give them hope. Like a 3-0 for the Broncos to start, or even just put up 3 points to start the game, just show something.
Yep.
Yep.
You know what?
Like, give me a Geno Smith deep ball to DK first play of the game.
They should.
Why not?
If they just hand it off to Rashad Penny and let him run into the guard for the first three plays.
then you know. Yeah,
that's a bad start.
Seahawks, they will.
This will be a live betting opportunity tonight. I'll see how that goes.
Yeah, okay. My official pick is the under, but I'm actually, for me, I have to do this one. I'm betting Seahawks money line here.
Atta baby, Mitt.
Atta
baby, Mitt. For the for the 12. All right, we'll handicap the NFL as the week goes on. We'll recap tonight's game, and then we'll look at the whole slate.
Do you look at any college for next week
yet? Not yet. I literally just started this morning.
We thought we were going to get a live pop in our Huskies.
What is it?
Favored by 2.5 against Michigan State.
Wow.
Penix went off again on Saturday.
This weekend, obviously, it started Louisville, UCF, Louisville.
I love Malik Cunningham, dude.
It's
never easy, but I love him.
That was a sloppy football game, too.
That was when I knew I was in for some pain this weekend.
They're going Friday again this week, Tom.
Who?
Florida State plus 1.5 at Louisville.
Against Louisville. Yeah, that was the first game that I handicapped this morning.
Run it back.
Go, baby. Run it back. Y'all's up.
Did Boise cover for you or no?
Get me a Louisville tart.
I can get you one.
Because they won by 17.
Yeah, it's 16.5.
That baby.
Yeah.
Alabama, Texas was fuck. Quinn Ewers looked really good to start. Like,
wow.
That backup was good as fuck, too.
It was the worst thing that could have happened. Bama doesn't cover and they win. Bama doesn't cover, at least lose.
You can't beat Bama if you're inside the 10 four times and you only score one touchdown. They kept getting down there. Quinn Ewers looked like he was standing in there. He was making really good throws. As soon as he got hurt, the backup wasn't terrible, but then he got fucking hurt. And they couldn't run the ball at all. I think if you're going to beat Bama, you could throw on him.
Also,
what we saw on Saturday.
Sark can't go. I know it's like you don't expect him to get hurt on the play, but you can't go play action there on second down.
Yeah.
And just let a free rusher tee off on your only hope.
Bama's a little bit of weaknesses were exposed, that they don't have that guy, I don't think, wide receiver right now. And then it looked like their secondary could be exposed if you have the right weapons. I mean, Worthy's a fucking dog.
Yeah,
he was at Texas this week.
Huh?
Did you see he was at Texas this week?
Meep. That's a letdown spot for fucking Texas.
I don't know, dude. I watched that game and I was really impressed by Texas. They look fast. They look
their defense played really well.
Physicality did translate over from UL Monroe.
Rolling along, App State beats Texas A&M. It was Texas A&M. Their one weakness all year was fucking. I had the under in that one. You had App State. Their quarterback play just isn't good to with the rest of the team. You can't only give up 17 and lose if you're Texas A&M.
Good for App State though, and good for Chase Bryce.
Chase Bryce. Notre Dame loses.
27-year-old needs to just graduate and get a job already.
All right,
Clemson legend. Could you imagine if Clemson still had Chase Bryce right now?
Yeah, he'd still be third string.
Notre Dame loses to Marshall. They did this. If you remember last year, I had to go back and look because I remember betting against them in week two. They barely squeezed one out against Toledo in week two of last year. This time they just they're off. Their offense stinks. They got nothing. They got absolutely nothing.
That was a calamity of a broadcast too, with just like all the sad you are Dame fans.
You are telling me, my friend.
Jack Collins and Jason Garrett trying to make sense of it.
One of my
word for the Collins,
the peacock debacle.
One of my,
of course, right when I praised that quarterback, he was hurt.
One of my three losses was taking Baylor against BYU.
Don't fucking get me. I was up till fucking midnight watching that shit.
Like, yeah, if BYU hits a kick at the end of regulation to win, boom, 3.5, we're good. If Baylor makes a kick, boom, we're good there. I mean,
well, and then in overtime, Baylor just decided that they were going to run first, second, and third.
I know.
Like, what the fuck? And then their quarterback literally fired it out of the end zone to lose the game with no pressure.
Fucking know.
That BYU defense is pretty fucking tough.
They have 11 guys came back for
it. Yeah, they're a tough unit.
USC, I mean, it was always the Trojans.
Yeah. Was that game ever in a bottle?
No. Fucking pushing it.
Wide open.
That one, it was always USC there. Oklahoma State covered.
Yeah.
Took them a little bit, but they covered. Kentucky, Florida, it was that was the contrarian pick of the week.
Yeah, right? I made a fatal mistake.
AR looked like he did last year.
I should. Yeah. I don't even think I gave it out. I just took it, you know, classic 659.
I like Levis's moxie, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, that guy's got. I don't. He's got mayo running through his veins.
That kid stinks.
All right. Okay.
I'll probably bet on him next week. Actually, no.
Miami's getting 5.5 at A&M this weekend.
I know that was supposed to be game day, and then A&M went and lost.
Yeah, but that locker room can go one of two directions.
Arkansas took care of business again. Against South Carolina this time. Rattler just, I don't know. I don't know.
He's done.
Tennessee and Pitt.
He ended up being like first round NFL.
I know. Tennessee and Pitt, overtime. One Slobodan went out.
Yeah, our sweet, sweet Slobodan.
What, he just got hit too many times?
Or? Oh, man, dude.
No, I was watching it. He was on the touchdown to the tight end. He took a shot. And the play right before that, he took a fucking shot.
He was like that Taco Bell worker meme sitting on the bench. Dude,
he was like Mike Winchell spitting out blood against Dallas Carter. Guy was putting his heart and soul into that.
Tennessee wins and covers up. The one that pissed me off is I knew that Wisconsin stunk on offense, and I like Washington State, and I fucking didn't do it.
Should have done it. That Texas killed me.
Fuck.
Should have done it.
Wake took – hey, Sam Hartman was fine. Okay, we don't have to worry about Sam Hartman anymore. Took care of business against Vandy.
Fucking Lee Corso told me to take take Vanderbilt, so I did.
You did? That was another loss. Are you fucking kidding me? That's how. Come on, dude.
Lee Corso said Vandy.
I did it.
I said you're alone on that one.
I did it.
Did you also hear him talking about fucking BYU and Baylor?
Why are they favored?
Okay, maybe we.
Yeah, I did hear.
Let's you and I have a talk after the show today.
I love Lee Corso.
Texas Tech and Houston, we all do. Again, overtime, Texas Tech pulled out that one against Houston. That was a good game.
They should have won that fucking game outright.
Tell you what, boys, we may have our sneaky team of the year. The Duke Blue Devils may be our sneaky play.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Sneaky, sneaky.
The lacrosse boys.
Georgia State, 7.5. We got it. They were up 28-21. I thought we were going to get the fucking out right there. It did not, though. Classic North Carolina.
Absolutely. Dude, UNC is must-watch.
Georgia State couldn't fucking move the ball at all. They didn't score in the fourth quarter.
You look up.
It is the best.
You look up and you're like, why is UNC pinned at the two on a kickoff? And it's just every game they do something on special teams that you're just like, what happened?
It's fucking electric.
The Meep Meeps come back against Army. There we go. Meep Meeps.
There we go.
K-State dominated Missouri, took care of business there. Where else are we?
That Deuce kid is.
Deuce Vaughn.
Absolute dog.
Central Michigan did not cover.
No. No. That's on me.
Western Michigan had a late cover against Ball State. Air Force against Colorado. Colorado had their that was a sloppy game too. Colorado had the chances.
They fucking they had it and they pissed it away again. I'm I need a break from Colorado.
Yeah, their offense is a nerf gun.
That's probably a good idea. With all due respect to Navy, they are a fade team this year. Memphis absolutely fucking dominated them. Anything else? Oh, Illinois dominated Virginia.
Hell yeah.
Big Ten there. Kansas over West Virginia.
Did Michigan cover, Bruce?
No, because Hawaii scored 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
We said, I said, is Hawaii going to score 7 or 10?
They scored somebody, 10. Somebody posted, I forget who it was, I think it was Fox College Football on Twitter, like a Hawaii sack when they were down 40-0. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Fucking here? Oklahoma didn't even cover against Kent State.
No.
Nobody covered.
Kansas beat West Virginia.
Yeah, I would like to apologize for that pick here and how loud I was about
you
talking
about
Bay
loud,
in Kansas.
Super loud.
It paid off for me great last year until like the last couple weeks of the season. Maybe that Kansas team rolled it into this year.
They
and I
are.
Think I'm gonna have to stay away from.
I think their coach is second year. They are getting better. Incarnate World beat Nevada, so maybe back on the fade Nevada train.
That's not a real thing that happened.
Yeah, Incarnate World
that didn't happen.
Beat 55-41. One they beat Nevada.
Yeah, I don't, world.
I don't
believe word. You. Sorry, incarnate word.
Fucking Disney World.
What else here? Syracuse dominated again. Liberty Bibbity over UAB. That
Liberty,
one. Hurt
Liberty,
me.
Liberty.
Syracuse live dog this week at home.
I know. Syracuse is rolling. Georgia Southern beats Nebraska. See you later, fucking Scott Frost.
Good run.
Goodbye.
Any other ones? Oh, VT for the fucking four salmon.
As soon as that fucking music hit, there was no way they were losing.
And then fucking the balls on Oregon State to go for it with no seconds left for the win.
Dude, the incredible. End of that game was a fucking game of chess. They trot out the kicker. They fucking try and freeze him. Oregon State's coach goes, you know what? Fuck you. Trots the quarterback out there. QB draw like a walk-off win. It's fucking electric.
Fucking Phantom PI right before that.
Here we go. No way. That was midnight here. You were not watching that game.
I was because I was watching BYU.
Yeah. that late night slate was fucking awesome.
Oh, man. I had dual TVs at fucking midnight.
I needed the 2-0 there, fading both you guys, but fuck.
Week three is a. Week three is dangerous because it's hard to. You thought you. When you get into week three. Week four, you think you know. You still
don't
know.
You start to really like teams, too.
Yeah, you still don't know. Sorry, so the rest of this week, we'll handicap more of the NFL and college football as the week goes on.
Tony, right before we get off college football, I'd also like to really apologize for Utah State. I really thought was going to be a lot better than they have.
They were good last year. They're just not good this year.
They lost 35-7 at home against Weber fucking State or Weber State. Sorry,
yeah, it is Weebs.
That's an FBS program that probably had their greatest win of all time. I don't know what's going on in Logan, but
it ain't good.
It ain't good.
Hey, it ain't fucking good. Tell you that. tell you what, boys. Game of the week. The line's not up yet, but the Dukes traveled to Hawaii. Just something to look at this weekend.
Ooh.
See if Hawaii can get their
little
first win.
Top 1% sales.
Dukes have already played tough little schedule. Florida State, Youngstown State. Now they go to Hawaii. You got any baseball for today?
I think just a couple.
Okay.
I took the Jays first five money line. Berrios going.
Okay.
And then I took the Braves first five money line with Strider going against Cobb.
You're on Berrios?
Yeah, because the Rays pitcher, I don't think he's pitched before. He's like a...
Criswell?
Yeah.
Whoever that is. All right,
Tomorrow? Tottenham money line at Sporting.
Ooh, the White Lilies.
Atletico Madrid draw no bet at Leverkusen.
Uh-huh.
Marseille at home against Frankfurt. And then a bit of a flyer here, maybe a Lewandowski revenge game. I got Barcelona at double chance at Bayern Munich.
Ooh. Tottenham at home.
Tottenham is at Sporting. That's why Moneyline is short. -107.
Didn't Sporting.
But fresh legs, didn't play on the weekend.
Yeah, didn't true. Boarding just kicked the shit out of
How was the weekend? How was the footy
boarding
weekend?
Boarding ragged off
Frankfurt. Yeah, dude, fuck.
That was the footy weekend.
This thing is 7-4 Saturday, and then yesterday I was 4-4.
That's interesting.
Interesting. Football.
Football. What else? Is there a boost for tonight?
Yeah, there are two.
Javonte Williams or Rashad Penny to score the first touchdown of the game, plus 450. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
Jerry Jeudy, DK Metcalf, and Courtland Sutton to each have 40-plus receiving yards. Taking them both.
Too much.
Taking them both.
I'm going to take both of them, too.
Oh, well, you know what, Tony? I wasn't going to give this out, but this is my it can't get any worse week one in the NFL, so I turned to baseball parlay. Oh, yeah. We're going to take all these first five money lines. We're going to take the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jesus. We're taking the Houston. Hey, they're playing the Reds, dude. Okay. Taking the Houston Astros, the Toronto Blue Jays, the New York Mets, and the L.A. Dodgers at plus 1,000 parlayed. Let's go.
Good luck, Mitt.
Bundesliga was fucking bit of a nightmare this weekend.
Was it?
Frankfurt beat Leipzig 4-0, and Dortmund lost to Leipzig 3-0.
Jesus.
Very surprising.
Hey, remember, this week, these teams are playing for the Queen, so put that in your handicapping.
They still might not play. Chelsea and Liverpool might be off.
Oh, I thought I saw that they were.
We're within the 10 not days enough, of mourning, Tony, police, don't you know?
Not enough police presence.
Oh, okay. That's always a thing. Okay. A lot of injuries we need to go through this week as far as the NFL. Keep track of that stuff, too. All right. Not a bad little start to the NFL season, college season.
For some people.
It's great to be back.
Great to be back.
It's great to be back.
Mate, you'll turn it around, Po.
Forget just how amazing they call it the witching hour, but that 3:30 to 4:30.
Yesterday was fucking chaos too. Like you couldn't ask for a better start in the way some of those games ended.
You know, it doesn't matter what we do too. The good news is the chat, they have never lost a bet.
Yeah.
So as long as the listeners don't lose ever, we're good.
Yeah, that means we're there doing our jobs.
We're doing our jobs. That's what it's all about.
In IRL, in real life, I'm losing a shitload.
but the picks have been great. All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.